Pierre-Robin sequence is a condition where babies are born with a small jaw and a cleft palate, which is a gap in the roof of the mouth, causing the tongue to sit high up and towards the back of the mouth. This can cause issues with breathing, as the tongue can block the airway. This is because babies breathe through their nose. These breathing difficulties can start from birth or shortly afterwards. It is called a sequence as a sequence of events happens during pregnancy. The jaw does not grow as much as it should, which pushes up the tongue and prevents the roof of the mouth from joining together. Some babies, about 30%, can have other conditions that have developed with it. PRS occurs in about 90 babies a year in the United Kingdom and is named after the doctor who discovered it. Because it is a rare condition, it is not always diagnosed at birth. It is not clear what causes PRS, but it is thought to be caused by pressure on the jaw when the baby is developing and growing in the womb. It can also run in families and have a genetic, that is an inherited cause. Not all babies with PRS will have a cleft palate, but because many do, it is often the cleft team that has the expertise to support them. PRS causes breathing issues which can be managed with the support of specialist health professionals from your regional cleft network. Breathing issues usually improve within 6 to 12 months as your baby's airway grows. Most babies with PRS also have feeding difficulties and can be slow to gain weight. This is due to a combination of the tongue position, coordinating swallowing, and using extra calories to breathe. Help and support with feeding is provided by your clinical nurse specialist or other member of the cleft network, who will visit within 24 hours of your baby being referred to them. Some babies with PRS experience changes in breathing and or feeding at around 6 weeks of age as they grow. A cleft palate will need to be repaired, usually in the first year of life. A small number of babies with PRS will require surgical airways or jaw distraction.